fund.
Seems quiet without Jerry.
Well, it's 10 o'clock, I'll call the meeting to order. Verify the posting of the meeting notice. Approval of the minutes from the April 2nd Personnel Committee meeting. Anybody have a chance to look at it?
Also moved to approve.
Motion?
That wasn't there.
Right there. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. New staff introductions. Where do we want to start?
Sure, I brought the two with me today. First, we'll start with Sawyer Roberts, and she's our new sanitation assistant slash zoning technician. So, I'm gonna introduce yourself.
I'm Sawyer. I've been a resident of Crawford County my whole life, and I've enjoyed my first month and few days of work. It's been a good learning curve.
Joyce's daughter.
I am Joyce's daughter.
Could see a slight resemblance.
Because I tell her all the time, I'm like, don't want to look like you.
And then we have Madison Kaya. Madison is our aquatic invasive species coordinator, so for the summer, like an intern type position.
Yeah, I've also been a resident of Crawford County my whole life. Since I'm the intern, the college I go to is Minnesota State University.
Where's home?
Home? I live in Prairie.
So Madison's been spending her first couple weeks starting to hit all the boat landings in the area, so she's wearing her Clean Boats, Clean Waters shirt, so she'll usually be wearing either a blue shirt like that or at least the apron to kind of let people know who she is and why she's there, so. And boat traffic is starting to really finally pick up, so.
We have Morgan here, I'll let her introduce herself as well.
Okay, so my name is Morgan Higginsick. I'm also from Crawford County, born and raised in Seneca. I just graduated from Turbo University, and then I started here May 12th as a full-time staff, but I've been here since January as an intern.
And she's our Child Protective Services last opening, and so hopefully I've told them all, we have to stay now. So welcome.
Welcome, yep.
Three of you. Okay, position openings. Juvenile court.
So I do have something to report on this a little bit. We're kind of going to go in a different direction. Joe decided May 1st that he was done. He wasn't going to do it anymore. And so we're going to end our CANS project, so we're not going to do that any longer. So the direction we're going to go is just finding kind of community service out in the public, whether it be, you know, like at the park, or you've got roadside cleanup, churches, you know, we'll reach out and find those areas. We do have an individual that's interested in trying it and see how it goes, so I'm hopeful. We just met with him yesterday, and so this is all a different direction. So I will redo the job description and then bring it to you guys, and but you're fine with him starting before I get that job description done, or would you guys rather I wait, get the job description, and bring it next month before he starts?
I can't see any issue with it.
I can't either.
No.
Why not?
And it'll still just be like, you know, probably max 5 hours a week. It won't go over the amount budgeted, so we should be okay.
Money's there, the need is there, so.
So I'll give you the information, Robin, as soon as. But he's, so it's Nicole from ADRC, it's her dad, and he is going to be on the payroll, I think, anyway, as a
driver.
As a driver. Yeah. So I think he should be. He won't get too many hours in, I don't believe, so.
Is there different wages, I think, isn't there? Like when he does...
I don't know what the drivers make, but our position is the $20.54.
Okay.
Thank you. Dan, social worker?
Yep, so I think I was down here, whenever I was here last, Claire Sternad had resigned. And I can't remember at that point in time if Shelby Boley had resigned as well. And so Shelby has resigned as well, doing the same job that Claire did. Both of them achieved their full certification while they're here, so they're fully licensed LCSWs, which is extremely marketable. Especially in this area where there's a lack of providers. And so both of them have went to larger organizations, more flexibility, a lot more pay, and other benefits. So we've lost both of them, and so I continue to recruit. There's been a little bit of interest, but thus far from people who haven't actually got a certification yet. There's a couple people who've reached out to me who are finishing masters. Once they finish that, and if they achieve a license once in another state, another one here is in September. So if you get fully, if you get a certification and we still have openings, then I want to interview you, and please keep me up to date. So there's been a little bit of dialogue back and forth, just kind of checking to see how things are going. We're also part of the National Health Service Corps. That is a place where people can get reimbursement for working in underserved areas if they're a fully licensed individual. They actually reached out to me as well and said they had an individual who's looking for another location. And if I was open to it, they'd share that with them and then they could contact me. So I obviously gave permission. I have not had them contact me yet to set up an interview. So I don't know anything about that person either. So. Another person applied through Handshake, which is goes out to all the people who are graduating from college. That person, I looked at it, at their application and denied them just because they don't graduate until next year. If they would be graduating this year, I definitely interviewed them. So a little bit of interest I can see on Indeed, I can see on Handshake that people are looking at the job that people are applying at this point in time. And we need to. So.
When is Shelby's resignation date?
Shelby believes she will be done, I think she said in August, but there is potential that she's actually probably done in late July.
What's that?
She's probably going to be done in late July, I guess. So she's still giving me that information. Claire is done on Friday.
On 5:30, I've got her. Yeah.
Is that tomorrow?
That's Friday. Friday.
What's today?
27th? 28th.
She's done on 28th. Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, the other part of that I was gonna tell you is for the first time since I've been director, I have created a wait list for our clinic, our outpatient clinic. And because having two staff down, we just can't meet those needs. So we do need to inform the state, which we have, and we will be reducing the intakes that we have into that clinic. And so that's kind of a big deal. And so there's going to be people on wait lists and people we can't serve, and we have to leave room for crisis programming because we have to make sure those people are taken care of until they do connect to somebody. So we'll be working through all those things.
Did you say that was for the mental health clinic?
That is, yep.
Okay. Part-time clerk 3, extension.
So Adam is still advertising for that. He's kind of loosened up the description a little bit and allowing it to be like a on-call position, but no more than 25 hours. So kind of like they can make their own hours. So it's not gonna be a permanent part-time position. So this person would not qualify for benefits such as leave time, sick time, vacation time, that kind of thing. And I think the posting comes down on the 30th. I don't know. I didn't put it on here. I thought that maybe Kyle would be here, but I do know that at the highway meeting last week, they approved him to hire for some summer help. So it would just come out of his budget. He has it in there. They used to do it years ago. So he would just hire, you know, I don't put an ad in the paper and hire part-time just through the summer months.
Okay. couple or?
Huh?
Two or?
I don't know. I think he said for sure he was going to start out with one. I can't.
It kind of sounded like it was going to be not this year because it's kind of late in the process.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He looked more towards next year.
Okay. And then they were going to do the thing where they didn't, or no relatives, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I thought they had kind of an issue with that. So, yeah, okay. So that's next year.
That's where he's kind of leaning, okay. But he just wanted to bring it out there.
Yeah.
Because they hadn't done it for a while.
No, they haven't. And they.
He wanted to start it again.
And they were just make up for it out of his budget. There wasn't anything that he needed to do further with that. I forgot you weren't there. I keep looking at you like you.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there.
Yeah, they always used to hire college kids, wasn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like two or three a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, flagging duties and that.
Yeah,
flagging,
yeah, exactly.
Something.
That's what his intent was, so that he could free up the crew people to be
right.
Operating machinery and things mm-hmm. of that nature, not having flagging.
Which definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Closed session. Personnel committee to discuss personnel issues.
Motion.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Motion to go into closed session, section 19.85.1E.
I'll second it. Motion second on the floor. All in favor?
There's a sign right here, Linda. Sorry.
The sign is here on your table.
Oh, it's here.